We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State, from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
A doubling of train service between New Jersey and New York on the fast track. Now that Congress has approved President Biden's Build Back Better bill. And today, here comes Mr. Biden to the city for a progress report on a lifeline for 200,000 daily commuters.
This day has been a decade in the making. The Northeast Corridor is the busiest passenger rail line in the country, and the crossing under the Hudson is its most important nexus point. But for far too long, these two single-track tunnels have been badly in need of repairs.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer there says the efforts are finally paying off a decade after New Jersey's Governor Chris Christie stopped work on the rail tunnel and diverted the money to the roads instead. The president showing up today with $292 million.
The Bloomfield Police Department and the Essex County Sheriff's Office are offering a $10,000 reward trying to find whoever it was who flung a Molotov cocktail at a temple. That's Temple Ner Tami. That happened on Sunday. The synagogue reopened all of its doors yesterday after canceling activities Sunday. Governor Phil Murphy and New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin will be visiting the synagogue tonight.
Some holdouts remain on the sidewalk outside of a Manhattan hotel that's been emptied of migrants who've been shipped in from the southern border.
Several buses are expected to arrive here at some point this morning, and they'll be told to take the 30 or so remaining migrant men who spent the night on the sidewalk here outside the Watson Hotel. Now, Ruben is a migrant from Venezuela, speaking through an interpreter, saying he's not going to the Brooklyn Terminal facility.
Unfortunately, the conditions are like an icebox in the terminal.
And more from Ruben.
The conditions in Red Hook, there is no privacy. If one person is sick, everybody's getting sick.
But these migrants remain out here in the chilly, misty rain, refusing to move. Three or four NYPD officers keeping an eye on things here. From 57th and 10th, Glenn Schuck, WCBS 880 News.
Congressman George Santos built a resume and biography on a foundation of fantasy. Now there are questions about the people that he listed as his political donors. WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall joins us live with today's update on the Santos saga.
And Wayne, Congressman George Santos is now accused of making up names of political donors. Yes, they sound like real people. Carlos Suarez, Leslie Goodman, and Rafael da Silva. In fact, that's the name of a Brazilian soccer player. But Nassau County legislator Josh Lafazan says they are all ghost donors and is asking the FEC to include this in their ongoing investigation into Santos's campaign finances. Lafazan says it is illegal to use ghost donors. I reached out to Santos's spokesperson for comment, but have not heard back. Wayne and Paul.
A little winter's in the air this morning, but more is on the way. Here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
That's true in terms of temperatures anyway. And in the air right now, we do have some wet snowflakes coming on down. And the surface temperatures have dropped down to near or just below freezing in the northern and western suburbs, north and west of 287. So northwest New Jersey, Hudson Valley, north of the Meriden, Connecticut. If you're near the coast in the city across Long Island, it's in the mid-30s to still near 40, some parts of eastern Long Island. And so again, rain showers, snow showers around this morning. The early high temperatures have been reached. From this point on, they are dropping, and tonight's low will be down to 25 to 30, 20 to 25 inland. It'll be dry by then. The sun will actually be out or breaking through the clouds during the latter part of the morning and into the afternoon. Wednesday, sun mixed with clouds, highs 34 to 38, partly to mostly cloudy on Thursday with highs near 40, and then really cold from Friday into Saturday before it starts moderating again. In the city now, we are down to 35 with snow showers, humidity 85%, and a north wind at 7 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears?
Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.